Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Authors Airways, where books come alive. Today we'll be listening to Janet Reel, author of Sightlines, A Poet's Diary. We'll be listening to an audiobook derived from this poetry book and entitled Sightlines, A Family Love Story in Poetry and Music, 90 Poems and 40 Songs Recorded in Daddy's Parlor, produced in Nashville. You can learn more about Janet Reel at www.reellife.com. That's R-I-E-H-L-I-F-E.com, where you'll find village wisdom for the 21st century, creating connections through the arts and across cultures. So sit back and listen to the voice of the author. I'm Victor Volkman, and you're listening to Janet Reel.
Window frame. My chest is a window frame. I hadn't got that yet. Wow, this is nice. I keep discovering, uncovering possibilities in my room. It's light outside at 7 a.m. now. Technically, we're still traveling towards spring as days lengthen and nights shorten. But outside, snow cloaks the magnolia branches, wriggling in the foreground against the bluffs beyond. I have a little room there, too, but that's another story. Of a coop placed on the edge of the bluff line with just the right heat to raise spring chickens. In my cozy room at the front of the upstairs, I never saw icicles so clearly as I do now, rippling daggers hanging from the eaves, coming from the sky and headed down to moisten the spring to come. It's the water, you know. My father explained it to me. As snow melts off the roof, it drips down, then freezes. When the icicles melt, water bumps along the surface of the ice, carving a new cycle. These sickles slash through the air, reaping water, not wheat. Not yet, anyway. It's all right. Here comes the sun, a blinding ball cresting the cliff, a dark line suddenly racing towards the river, the Mississippi, iced over in places, boasts barges that plow the ice aside. The cardinals are busy at bird feeders dangling from the magnolia. Clear 70-degree days fooled her into budding. These bird feeders, rigged with pulleys, come in two shapes, one a long cylinder and the other an urn, like a gift from the Magi. No gold, frankincense, or myrrh here, though. Just enough seed to coax birds to fly outside Mom's window. Both feeders sway under plastic domes to slide off snow, rain, and squirrels. The bird show is Mother's main entertainment while she reclines on her plush throne. Something that delights her. The show playing outside the window links her to a past she no longer remembers. Technically, that is. Her mouth can't form the words to tell of bird trips around the world, spotting scopes slung over her shoulder and binoculars superglued to her hands. But she knows. I can see it. The birds, she murmurs, and her face lights up. The sun, higher in the sky now, still a blinding ball in the heavens, but yellow, not orange. There's not much display this morning as it rises above the fog. Of course, we know the sun isn't really rising. This phrase is a remnant from when we thought the world was flat. And if we sailed too far, we drop off the edge of the world.
There's my song
Knick-knacks. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. This old man came rolling home. The house is filled with them. Knick-knacks. They are driving me crazy. Why didn't Mom know that the more stuff crammed into the room, the less you see? Wherever they roamed, they collected them. As soon as she came home, she hung them, stacked them, and packed them. The house is decorated in late Victorian revival. All over the house, I find them. Covered in dust and mold, eaten by mice and moths and weevils, my favorite things ruined. This morning, I've had enough. I declare this a knick-knack free zone. Crazy sewing box, sorting. As if the sewing box were your mind, jumbled yet ordered units, as if brain cells wanted to retain a memory, then transposed it. Depression error string saver, you rescued tail ends of thread, bunches wrapped tight in tiny packets. Other thread, all in a tangle, a mass of undisciplined neurons transmitting random images. You collected dainty boxes, threw categories to the wind, watch grommets, needles, paper clips rub together. Fasteners must have fascinated you. Hooks and eyes, buttons, snaps and zippers, pressed into service to mend scattered synapses. A clamp for an absent name tag, search for the identity of the lost wearer. The last phone list ever used on crumbling soft paper in the same gangly hand as your son's, only jerky. Numbers for police, doctor, children. Help, only a call away. Among crazy daisies you spun, I found your wedding ring, snuggled next to your obituary from the Sunday paper.
And you've been listening to a very special presentation on Authors Airwaves, where books come alive. Our author tonight has been Janet Real of The Real Life, www.rielife.com. I'm Victor Volkman, and thanks for tuning in to our podcasts.